Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Gooch. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Burke. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bobby Burke. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is called out on strikes. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Reynolds is thrown out after the base hit. Sissel moves to third. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Tate reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tate moves to third. Charlie Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tate tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tate moves to second. Charlie Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gooch can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. Shires moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shires scores. Com moves to second. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Kerr moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Burke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burke moves to third. Judge moves to second. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel strikes out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gooch moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gooch can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Kaum moves to third. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg is walked intentionally. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judge hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Judge moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Shires reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Shires moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball towards right. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Shires scores. Hoffman goes all the way around to score. Kerr moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Clancy now playing first base. Charlie Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gooch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gooch moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gooch tags and scores. 1 out. It's 6-3, White Sox. Harley Boss pinch hits for Bobby Burke. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Cronin moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. Cronin moves to third. Boss moves to second. 2 outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Rice reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Boss scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 6, White Sox, 6. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bump Hadley now pitching. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, White Sox. Red Barnes now playing right field. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Charlie Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cronin strikes out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.